Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello everybody and welcome to the big Friday.
Yes.
You got that right. Friday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. We love a Friday.
Love it.
Friday afternoon drinks are the best of the week.
Friday, 9:05,
baby, 9:05. Oh, I cannot wait. What a show. Today, Marty Sheargold, as is the tradition. And yep. Titus O'Reilly will be swinging by to drop some incredible stories from the world of sport. Of course, he's the brains behind the Sports Bazaar podcast, which is going bonkers at the moment. Get on board. Have a go at listener. A lot of show to get through, but let's start, as always, with this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 Volt Max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Humdinger. Yes, here we go. A brand new song today and a brand new contestant. Kathy, how are you?
I'm good. What do you mean a new song?
Well, there's a new song. Oh, you think you knew it was?
Yes.
The one from yesterday. Bad luck. What were you going to guess?
What was it? Hoodoo Gurus, like, well,
yeah,
you would have been right.
No, it's gone.
You've checked me out for failure already.
Oh, well, hey, it's back to $200 and it's a new song, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
Rosemeadow.
Oh, yeah. What happens in Rosemeadow?
It's known as the ghetto, but, like, you know, yeah. imagination.
Sounds like one of those places they name Rosemeadow because it's a bit of a stinking shithole.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what I mean? There's a place in Melbourne called Sunshine and it is the complete opposite of Sunshine. Let me tell you. All right. Well, apologies to everyone in Rosemeadow. I'm sure it's a wonderful
place
to...
Yes, it is. It's lovely. It's lovely.
But I'm glad you're happy. Kathy, I'm going to hum a song for you and you're going to pick it. And all thanks to Makita, it's $200 on the line.
Come on, Kath.
Are you ready to go? Just listen up. The answer is in the humming. How about that, Kathy?
Kathy,
you must be all over it. If that's not obvious.
I thought it was happy birthday, and then I'm thinking, mate, what?
No, you're not allowed to hum happy birthday. You're not allowed to sing happy birthday.
No.
So do you know, you will never see happy birthday sung in a film because the rights to the song are owned by an estate who charge a fortune for it.
No.
If you ever see a birthday in a movie, go and have a look. They're not singing happy birthday. They'll be singing something similar or thereabouts or another celebration song, but not happy birthday because the estate charges a fortune. And Humdinger, although it's well-resourced, cannot afford that kind of money.
So Kathy, I'm going to ask a question. Can you do it again?
You know what? Contractually, I shouldn't. It's a break with protocol. But because it's a new song and you're from Rosemeadow,
it's Friday.
I'm going to allow it.
Come on, Kathy.
Crikey. Am I ever going to see your face again by the angels?
No, we've had that. I'll do it again, but my lips are really numb.
I can't help you,
Kathy, but you do have a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag coming your way. You'll be the toast. You'll be the fashion plate of Rosemeadow.
You'll have to make sure I have to sign for it. I wouldn't want to get it nicked from the front door. All
right. Done.
I'm joking. I'm only joking.
You're a character. Right.
Good on you, Kathy.
Well done. Jackpot's to $400 on Monday.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
Scouring all the platforms, that's what we do, looking for whatever people are talking about. And we've got a local one today, MG. You made me aware of this. What is it?
Well, I wasn't lucky enough to see Pink while she was out here. She might still be here, but my wife went and saw her and said she was epic. But a family are furious because they've been told that their newborn baby, who's basically 6 weeks old, had to pay $180 for a ticket to see Pink at the concert. They're filthy.
Because it was sold out, they had a baby. They couldn't get a babysitter and said, we want to bring the baby. And they said, that's great. It'll be $180.
Well, they purchased the tickets in early 2023, and the family had not planned to be taking a baby at that stage. In the meantime, they had a kid, and they took a baby along, and basically were told that you can't bring a kid in unless they pay $180 to watch the show.
What?
Well, I question is, should you be taking a baby that young to a concert anyway? Surely you can find someone to watch the kid, or not go. That's an option too, but what would you do? It's like the sound would be.
You'd have to put massive headphones.
Headphones would be damaging to the baby's hearing, wouldn't it?
But then would you be able to get headphones that small? Because it's 8 weeks old.
I'm telling you now, that baby, imagine if it then started crying or needed to be fed, or that's a bit of a logistical nightmare, I think, taking a baby that young.
You can get a roadie to come and change his nappy.
Well, they were made aware because they messaged Decor basically primarily to ask them if they could take a nappy bag into the concert. And they said, you can bring a nappy bag. They said also confirming that she won't need a ticket. And then the people from the concert said, well, yeah, they do. Everyone needs a ticket. But I think there's been a happy ending. I think they come to a compromise, and in the end they kind of seen, you know, common sense. They didn't take
get a babysitter. I would have thought is the answer to that. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not Father of the Year, but I'm not sure taking a 6 week or 9 week, I think it was, baby,
to a Pink
concert is going to be great parenting.
No, it's not good parenting, but they said they couldn't get a babysitter basically because all their family and friends who would ordinarily look after the bub are also going to Pink. So,
well, someone takes a bullet for the team. Yeah. Someone has 100%. To go.
One of them has to miss out.
I will stay home and nurse the baby. On the other hand, whenever that kid's asked, what was your first concert?
Oh, no. Please say, 9 weeks old.
What was your first concert? Let's go around the grounds. What was your first concert, MG?
Peter, Midnight Oil at Penrith Park in 1983.
That's a good one. Kat?
Madonna. I was 12. Yes. It was amazing.
She might have been good then. She hasn't aged well.
She was such a superstar in her day, and now she's just a bit
wacky.
Tosh?
A bit wacky. Do you know what? When she was going out with Guy Ritchie,
yes.
When he broke up, he said it was a pretty catty comment after they broke up. But they were married, weren't they?
Yes, they were, and had a son together.
He goes, making a love to Madonna is like cuddling gristle.
Yeah, like bacon or something, he said.
She's super.
My girlfriend said something similar. Said so I was like, oh, that's right. Yeah, making love to Mick Molloy is like cuddling a big fat prick.
Oh, that's not.
Well, she said it, not me.
I bet she didn't.
Just don't take your kids to concerts.
Tash, what was your first concert?
Which was huge. I don't know why they ever went
Vera
there.
Vera Lynn. Was it
Sound of Music?
Something from the big band era.
Finished. I have got an excellent case. I'm putting all of this audio together against you guys. I'm kidding. Jimmy Barnes at the Country Comfort Resort in Mudgee.
That's right. Last
week. Oh, Jimmy Barnes in Mudgee. He would have torn that to
so good.
Shreds. Devo for me. It was a great concert.
Was it?
Yes. One of the all-time greats. They rocked the joint. All right, we get the idea.